From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Vice President Joe Biden was meeting today with representatives from the manufacturing sector, the meeting aimed at helping to boost the economy. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
President Obama has said repeatedly he wants the United States to be a place where people make things. The trend's been moving in the opposite direction. The percentage of U.S. employees who work in manufacturing has been shrinking for decades. The White House wants to shore up the manufacturing sector because factory jobs tend to pay better than others, and manufactured goods make up a big chunk of U.S. exports. The administration's framework for helping the sector includes improving workers' education, investing in advanced infrastructure, and promoting a level playing field with foreign competitors. The White House is also backing an increased tax credit for investment in factories that make clean energy products. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Another day of gridlock for Senate lawmakers trying to push through a health care overhaul bill, a move by Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma to force a clerk to read aloud a 767-page amendment to the proposed measure, brought things to a standstill. The move came after an effort by Coburn to require any amendment to the bill be offered 72 hours in advance, and it was rejected. Senate has resumed debate, but Democrats continue to struggle to pass a health care measure by Christmas. President Obama met with Democrats yesterday at the White House, urging them not to lose perspective and to get a health care overhaul plan in place. Some encouraging news for the housing market today. The Commerce Department says home construction showed signs of rebounding last month. More from NPR's Chris Arnold.
Builders began construction on more houses in November. Those numbers tend to jump around a lot month to month, but the number of building permits also rose. And economists watch that very closely. Patrick Newport is a housing economist with IHS Global Insight.
Single-family housing permits increased by over 5%. They had been declining in recent months. 5% is a pretty solid increase, and that number doesn't jump around a lot from month to month. It's a good number.
It's a good number because it suggests that builders will be putting up more houses, hiring construction workers, buying refrigerators, dishwashers, and all that helps the economy. Home construction really slowed down during the recession, and Newport says that the inventory of new homes hasn't been this low since 1971. So he thinks that they'll just have to start building more houses. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Interest rate setting arm of the Federal Reserve has wrapped up its final scheduled meeting of 2009, leaving interest rates exactly where they've been since the beginning of the year, at almost zero. The Fed's powerful Open Market Committee also promised to keep rates at a record low in an effort to drive down the nation's double-digit jobless rate. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 10 points to close at 10,441. The Nasdaq gained 5 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 rose a point today. This is NPR. Police used batons and pepper spray to beat back protesters outside the global climate meeting in Copenhagen today, even as there were continued signs of gridlock inside. The 10-day-old climate talks are deadlocked as poorer countries continue to say that rich nations are failing to make strong enough commitments to cut greenhouse gas emissions. More than 100 world leaders, including President Obama, are expected to be in place by Friday, hoping to be able to sign a historic agreement to curb global warming. A France-Africa summit slated to be held in Egypt this February has been delayed and relocated to France after a dispute over inviting Sudan's president, who is wanted by an international court. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak was due to host the France-Africa summit in the resort of Sharm el-Sheikh, but he angered French leaders by inviting President Omar al-Bashir, the Sudanese leader wanted by the International Criminal Court in The Hague for crimes against humanity in Darfur. Mubarak resisted French pleas not to invite Bashir. But officials say during Mubarak's visit to France this week, he and French President Nicolas Sarkozy agreed to let France host the summit in May instead. France has announced it will carry out the warrant, while Egypt and other African and Middle East states have said they will not. Bashir has dismissed the ICC warrant, which accuses him of running a campaign of genocide in Darfur. He has traveled to several African countries since the warrant was issued. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Lawmakers in South Carolina have voted to formally rebuke Governor Mark Sanford over secret visits Sanford made to his mistress in Argentina and over the misuse of state funds. One of the visits came during a taxpayer-funded economic development trip. However, while issuing the rebuke, members of the Judiciary Committee agreed that did not warrant impeachment. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.